I hope that nobody here should come to Olam Haba without ever having looked in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. I don't know if you ever learned through the Sefer Chafetz Chaim or you didn't, but at least once you should learn through parts of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're going to come to the sugya now of Kol Milsa, the Mesamra Bapei Tlos. The Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, and Klal Beis, he goes through the rules. But also all the Shitas HaRishayim, it's a Lomdish of Perek. And what you should do is take the time, take out a Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and learn through at least Klal Beis. Really, Klal Yud, everyone should learn also. The Halach is of Lashon Hara L'Tayelas, when it's Mutter. And you should take the time to do it. At the same time, I mentioned my plan that Tu B'Shvat, we're going to switch to the first parak, since Rosh Chodesh Shvat is this week. That's a little over 2 weeks from now. So, I'd like to try to get to Mem Beis. So we're going to have to put in the time. I don't want to just run through it. If I'll do Daf Yomi, I can just do Daf Yomi the last day. You don't have to do it all the day. So let's try to learn the sugyas properly, and especially these sugyas. We had repetitive sugyas a lot in the parak, but these are new in Yonim. So let's try to get a clarkite in it. Before we get to Misamra Bapei Tlos, we started the Gemara before. The Gemara starts with Mecha Bifnei Kama. And we had a Machlaikis, if it's Mecha Bikama, Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rav Yechanan said Mecha Bifnei Shnayim, Rav Avoham and Rav Yechanan said Mecha Bifnei Shloshim. That's how the sugya begins. The Rosh says a Chiddush Gadol, which I mentioned last week, that Mecha Bifnei Echad, that really, if you do a Mecha in front of one, it's also good. If you do a Mecha that says Bifnei Echad, doesn't spread the word. But if you do a Mecha in front of the Machzik, and one more aid is there, then Mecha is good Bifnei Echad. That's what the Rosh said. We had the kasha last week. If you only do a mecha in front of one aid, then the muzik has a migu. He could have denied that you did the mecha. You only have one aid. He could deny it, and he won't even have to swear because they nishban al karkais. They're fighting over karka. There's no shvua, so the eidach is not going to do anything to him. So he has a migu. So the Rosh said, even though he has a migu, it's not going to help him, because there's a chsarin of ach v'shtarcha. Because l'maisa, he's maida, there was a mecha. He's maida, there was a mecha. He's just saying, believe me that I bought it, even though there was a mecha, because I have a migu, I could have denied the mecha. But he's maida, there's a mecha. So if there was a mecha, you should have held your shtar. We have an umdina that people with a mecha, why don't you hold on to their shtar? So the Rosh Hashita was that Mecha Bifnei Echad is good if it's Bifanav. That this whole sugi is talking Shalai Bifanav. So you need either two or three. But a Mecha Bifanav, it's enough one aid. And there's Chasar Nevach Mishtarcha. And Memela, it works. The Rosh brings the Ramban, who argues. The Ramban says, no, Mecha has to be Bifnei Shnayim, period. Mecha Bifnei Echad doesn't work. In Muki Yosef, Paschas like the Ramban. But the Rosh himself argues, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh is born as a Yeshayimer, Yesh Mishachai like. And this is the Machloikis that I mentioned at the end of Shir on Thursday, to come out at the end of Shir. There's one additional Machloikis which I want to discuss, and then we'll move on. Mecha Bifnei Shnayim. You need two Eidim. If it's not in front of the Magzik, so the Rosh is Maida, you need a Mecha in front of two Eidim. We Paskin, Mecha Bifnei Shnayim. You need two Eidim. Shaila is, what happens if you do it in front of two Eidim, Bezeh Achar Zeh? Not simultaneous. You do a Mecha in front of one person, and later you do a Mecha in front of a second. The truth is that somebody who never learned this parak, it could happen, a person's angry, someone's in his place, You know, so in the morning he goes to the mikveh, he tells somebody, you know, you heard this, this fellow's in my karka, he's upset. In the afternoon, he's learning with his chavrusa. So vayta, he tells him, you heard this guy's in my karka, he's upset. So he tells two people, for bezachazeh, two people not at the same time. So the question is whether that's good. So the Namuki Yosef says, shnayim zeachazeh is good. And the Shach brings it in Kufna and Vavsukat and Dalet, which means that the halacha is Shnayim Zeach Hazeh works. The Shar Mishpat is Matmiya on this Nemukhi Yosef. Shnayim Zeach Hazeh is good. Shnayim Zeach Hazeh is good. Is 1 minute. The Muki Yosef paskins like the Ramban that b'fnei echad is no good. A mecha b'fnei echad is no good. So if a mecha in front of one is no good, why should two mechas in front of one be good? A mecha in front of one doesn't work. A mecha in front of one and then in front of another one? Why should that be good? Now we have to explain this, what the tzedadim are, betzeach hazeh, and I'd like to explain it, but beforehand, I want to sort of give a little hakdama. At the end of Shir on Thursday, I told you a question which is of general interest for Shas. You don't have to be holding in this sugya to deal with this question. A general question. What the din is of shnei eidim, one after the other. Then on shnei eidim zeach hazeh. There are two gemaras. There's one gemara, which I believe the Nemukhi Yosef even brings. If I have two eidim, one eid says, you owe someone $100 from something that happened on Sunday. You borrowed money on Sunday, or you were mazik him on Sunday, it doesn't matter what. And the second eid comes, and he says, you owe the same person money, but because you borrowed money on Monday. So one says you borrowed on Sunday, one says you borrowed on Monday. So he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Amid Beis, that mitzarfin. It's good. It's mitzarf. So you hear one person says you borrowed on Sunday, one person says you borrowed on Monday. They're two different loans. Or two different Maaseh Hezek, or two different times you went Mahidah, whatever it was. It's mitzaref, and you have to pay $100. One says you borrowed $100 on Sunday. Let's say one says you borrowed $200 on Monday. See, still, you pay $100. You have two eidim on $100. I have two different hundreds. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That even two different hundreds are mitzaref. It's $100. You pay. There's another Gemara, later in this parak, on Daf Nun Vav, that eid echa, by shtei saris, well, you want to say eidus that someone is a gavul. So eid echad bekreisai, veid echad begabai. One eid says he saw a hair on his back, and one eid says he saw a hair on his or her front, the kreisa on the belly. So echad aymer achas begaba, echad aymer achas bekreisa. It's not mitzarif. What's the difference between the two cases? There's a push the difference. What's the difference between the two cases? The difference is that by the two eidim on the money, even if one is telling the truth, even if only one is telling the truth, you have to pay $100. If the first one's telling the truth, you have to pay $100. The second one's telling the truth, you have to pay $100. Because each aid is saying a whole thing. They're saying a complete aid is that you owe $100. Now, yeah, the problem is we need two aidim. So you have two aidim. Each aid is saying a whole thing. Even Lu Yitzur, one of them is lying. If the other one's telling the truth, he chayiv. By Seir Echad Begabah, the Seir Echad Bekreisa, when you have two eidim, one says there's a hair on the front of the body, and one says there's a hair on the back of the body. if one eight is telling the truth, it's nothing. Because one hair is nothing. It's a chatzidavar. Even if one eight is telling the truth, it's nothing. It's only something if they're both telling the truth. Two chatzidavars. So you don't have two eidim on Shtei Saris. You don't have two eidim on Shtei Saris. You have two eidim on each one on a chatzidavar.
If you have four
Adim,
two on the front, two on the back.
Two Adim, two on the front, two on the back. So, it would try to be a chesaron of chatzidavar. It would be the same chesaron. It's a chatzidavar. Why does the Gemara say Eid Echad? What?
That would be good.
Still a chatzidavar is even on two Adim. It happens to be, for reasons nothing to do with our discussion today, that it's that way. No, the Gemara says afterwards that even Shnei Eidim, Shnei Maimer Machas Begaba, Shnei Maimer Machas Bekreis, that's also not this time. The Gemara says both. The Gemara first says Echad, it's a Chatzi Dover. The Gemara says even two and two is also Chatzi Dover. At any rate, I'm using as an explanation of the rule. How do you work when you have one eight and one eight? Now, let's take this rule and plug it in by us. When you have one eight says there was a mechah on Sunday, and one eight says there was a mechah on Monday. Heicha nedayna lahaydina. How do you work with it? One eight says there was a mechah on Sunday. One eight says there's a mechah on Monday. Is each eight saying a complete thing or not? That's a machlokes, the Mukhi Yosef, the Shachpas like the Mukhi Yosef, and the Shaar Mishpat Kasha, that Shaar Mishpat can't really argue with the Mukhi Yosef, but the Lamaisa, he's Matmiya on him. How would you look at the Shaila? So what do you say?
Huh?
But as part of his kasha, that Mukhi Yosef doesn't pass that to Rosh. So how could Mukhi Yosef pass him this way? If he argues it to Rosh, so then why is it good Zachazah? So it would seem that it would depend why is it no good a mechah in front of one. What's the reason it's no good when you do a mechah in front of one? You can learn two ways, and both explanations are found in Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch. Why is it no good? You do a mechah in front of one, and not in front of the Baal Dover, just you do a mechah in front of one aid. What's wrong with it? So you can understand two ways. Maybe they're both true. First of all, mechah in front of one, the other person has a migul, the taina that we spoke at on Thursday. But the other person could deny you made a macha. He could say, you didn't make a macha. You only have one aid, you made a macha, an ein nishban al karkais. So I could deny it. That's one reason a macha is not good in front of one. There's another reason. What's another reason a macha is not good in front of one? Because the person could say, a macha in front of one, that's not a serious macha. That's not a serious macha. The word doesn't get around. It's like, let's have pikul l'chushusa. The halach is, if you say something in front of one, you can say, mishata hayisi, I was joking. A macha in front of one is not a serious macha. It's not a macha kederach of a macha. So there are really two chisroinus when you do a macha in front of one. There's a very tremendous nafkamina between the two chesrainas. If you say a macha in front of one is not a macha, because mishata, you could say you're joking, or because it's not a serious macha, then it's similar to the gemara of one here on the back, one here on the front. Because if there would be only one of these two eidim telling the truth, it would be nothing. Because a macha in front of one is a joke. A macha in front of one is not a serious mecha. You could say mishata hayisi, or because you could say it's a mecha like a ganav makes a mecha, it doesn't spread the word. If you learn a mecha in front of one, the chsorin is that it's not serious. And the Sma says it. The Sma writes that's the reason mecha in front of one is nothing, because it's not serious. Then it's easy to understand the shita that tzachazeh is not mitzaref. Because just like any case where you have two separate, even if one is telling the truth, it's nothing, then the two together also nothing. So that would explain the shita tzachazeh does not work. Masha'enkein, if you say, like the Shach says, that why tzachazeh is no good, because the person has a migu, I could deny you ever made the mecha. When you have two Eidim, each one says you made a mecha. One says you made a Sunday, one says you made a Monday. I don't have a migu, I could deny you ever made the mecha. I can't deny it. Just like if someone says I borrowed 100 on Sunday, the other one says I borrowed 100 on Monday. The Baal Dava can't deny that he borrowed 100, even though he could deny Sunday, or he could deny Monday. But he can't deny both. He can't say, I never borrowed Bechlau, because they are two Eidim. That's the Chiddush of Yenne Gemara, that it's Mitzaref. If you can't deny the both of them, you have to pay the 100. The same thing. Can the Mazik say, you never made a Mecha? No. One person says he made a Mecha on Sunday, one says on Monday. If you want, you can deny Sunday. If you want, you can deny Monday. But you can't deny both. You can't say there was never a Mecha. So if you go with the reason that Erechon is not to deny both, because there are two Eidim that say there was a Mecha one of those. So isn't that the same as borrowing 100 on Sunday, borrowing 100 on Monday? Well, L'chari, you can deny the Sunday, and you can deny the Monday. The Gemara says still, since there are two Eidim on the result, you can't deny the result. Bezin can't prove you did it on Sunday, they can't prove you did it on Monday. But there are two Eidim on the result, and that's enough. K'may Kain here. One says you made a Mecha on Sunday, one says you made a Mecha on Monday. You can deny the Sunday, you can deny the Monday, but you can't deny you made a Mecha.
Question.
So, yeah. Well, what's the loy sepiko l'chushusa? Isn't that like loy sepiko l'chushusa? You see, the lashon, I think the lashon of the Sma is the kasei mishata hayisi, which means if I go in front of an eid echad and I say I might owe you $100, so you can't take that to bed because I could say I was joking. You take me in front of two Eidim, you say, these are the Eidim, Atem Eidai, then I can't say I'm joking. So therefore, a Becha in front of one person, I could say I wasn't serious, I was angry at him, and I was just talking that way. I could say, Mishate, you see that I wasn't serious. But mainly, the other side doesn't have to take it seriously. That's the Sma's reason. Now, if you could argue with the reason, but if that's the reason, that a Becha in front of one, you don't have to take seriously, so even twice, you don't have to take it seriously. Because neither of them stands. So it's very geschmack that the machlaikis, if zeh achar zeh works by mecha, is very geschmack to be totally in the two reasons. Is it like the shach, that in front of one is no good because you have a migel, you could deny it. Then zeh achar zeh works, which is the shach shita. Or like the smack, then in front of one doesn't work because it's a joke. And then it doesn't matter if you do it 100. If you do 100 jokes, it's still not a mecha. It's very geschmack that the Shah Mishpah works with the Sma's Shita. The Shach works with his own Shita. And Meila, the two, that's the machlaikis if Zeh Achazeh works. In a nutshell, the machlaikis if Zeh Achazeh works depends. If Zeh Achazeh is similar to Haidah Achar Haidah, Halva Achar Halva, which Muki Yisus says that's his shita, because it's similar to $100 Sunday, $100 Monday. Muki Yisus himself says that's the reason. The Chayokim are Chaylik, because they hold it's not similar to Halva Achar Halva. It's similar to Echa Bekresa, Echa Begaba. each thing itself is meaningless. So here also, each thing itself is meaningless. In the Mela, the two meaningless things are still meaningless. Very Gishmaka Hezber in the Machlaika Zachazah. So at any rate, we come away with four possibilities. Either Mecha in front of two, Mecha in front of three, which is in the Gemara. Then the Machlaika is by Zachazah, which is in the Rosh and Luki Yisif. And then the Machlaika is Mecha Bifnei Echad, and the Machzik, which is the Machlaika is the Rosh and the Ramban. So we have the two cases in the Gemara, the two Mabiyamim Hestes in the Gemara, and the two Machlaik Sei Rishaynim, which is a sugya and a synopsis of this sugya, the way we paskin in Hilchis Mechar. Now we start Hilchis Lashon Hara. Funny thing, Rabbi Smith told me he gave a share in Hilchis Lashon Hara. There was an old European Yid who came over to me afterwards and told him that this whole Lashon Hara business the Chafetz Chaim made up. Baraya, it's not brought anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, any Yisurei Lashon Hara. And everyone does it all the time. Even look at Shuvis, are full of Lashon Hara. And he has a whole shtickle Torah that the Chafetz Chaim made up the whole business with Hilchas Lashon Hara. The person probably never got to Daf Lamed Tesi and Bava Basra and the other Gemaras that talk about Hilchas Lashon Hara. But Akedei Kach, the Gemara says that miyutan ba'arayis, the rubam begezel, the kulam b'lashon hara. Gemara says that arayis is a type of a myriad of people. Gezel is a type for most people. Lashon hara is a type for everybody. So it's a tough thing. But if you don't learn the hilchos lashon hara and think about it, it's very easy to be nichshol. The biggest chiddush in Sefer Chafetz Chaim is that dinei lashon hara apply to your wife also. That you now tell your wife what's going on in the world. And that's also our Asas Lashon Hara. That's a tough thing, you know. You want to tell her what happened today. If you think about it, a lot of what happened most days, at least the Geshmaka part to talk about is falls on the Hilchas Lashon Hara. So what should I do? It's a Shirat Zayin Ayid. The Hilchas Lashon Hara. And you have to train yourself to not say. But in our sugya we have a great kula. If you learn the Gemara, it sounds like a fantastic kula. Zok the Gemara, Lema b'derabba b'arapuna k'miflagi d'amar abba b'arapuna kol milsa d'misamra b'ape k'vas lespa l'shem mishnah b'ishnah. Great heaven. Something that was said in front of three people, there's no way to lashon hara. And that's this machlaik, is man yamr b'fnei shtayim, lesplay the rabba barapuna. Man yamr b'fnei gimel, islay the rabba barapuna. Now this wouldn't be so good. Because the man yamr b'fnei shtayim doesn't hold of it, we pass him b'fnei shtayim, we wouldn't pass him like this. If the Gemara stayed with this avamina. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, loy de kuli yamr, islahu the rabba barapuna. V'achabakim iflagi, man yamr shtayim kesav v'machash loy b'fanav, loy hava machah. And therefore it's b'fanav, so all you need is two aidim. And therefore, it should lie before enough, so you need three. No, that's not the pshat. The mayom b'fnei shnayim must be the rabbi b'funa means that the heter is not because it's mefarsim milsa. In the old, it's mefarsim milsa by two. As the Rishbam says. Okay. Chinami will be even a better hat. You need a hat in front of two. Now, then we're upset that the Gemara ends up not this way. Okay. What is the pshat in this Gemara? Kol milsa de misamra b'apei tlosa leis beishum mishnabisha, and how does it apply l'maisa? There are three main shittas in the Rishayim, although Chafetz Chaim brings additional. The main are the Rashbam, the Rambam, and Tosfos. In that order, we're going to go through them. The Rashbam, the Rambam, and Tosfos. You have to be magdim that there are two sections, Hilchos Lashon Hara. One we call Lashon Hara, and the other we call Rechilos. Rechilos is a type of Lashon Hara. The Torah calls Lashon Hara Rechilos. But for speaking reasons, it's easier the way the Chafetz Chaim does. He calls one Lashon Hara and one Rechilus. What's the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilus? Lashon Hara is if I meet you and I say something terrible about someone. I say, you heard this fellow, he missed yeshiva today. It wasn't yeshiva. It was Lashon Hara, no? No? Lashon Hara. Or, you know, I saw him at the 10 o'clock minyan for Shachas. That's Lashon Hara. I mean, you know, it's not tefillah, it's not Shabbishma. All right, someone will be Malamed Tzlus on him. Let's say you say one of these things about someone. That's Lashon Hara. You're telling someone something bad about someone else. It's true. Even if it's true, it's Lashon Hara. That's Lashon Hara. Rechilus is something else. Rechilus is that you go to the Baldover himself. You go to someone and you say, tell him, Pliny said such and such about you. That's Rechilus. You go over to him and you tell him, you know, Pliny said that you're a Goslin. Pliny said that you're stealing his field. That's Rechilus. Rechilus is that you tell someone what someone else said about you. Now again, l'tayelas, these things are mutter, but that's the type of rechilus. Okay, two very different things. Lashon Hara is much more rampant. Rechilus, I hope, is not so rampant. You go over to someone, you tell him, you know, Pliny doesn't like you. Pliny says bad things about you. That's rechilus. Is a machlaikis if our Gemara is referring to Lashon Hara or Rechilus? The Rashbam Shita is that this Gemara is not talking about Lashon Hara at all. It's Lashon Bishad. Like I said, it's a general term of Lashon Hara. But it's talking about the Rechilus part. How do I know that? Because the Rashbam's Lashon, the Misamra Be'ape Tlas Lashon Shambisha, Lashon Bishad, Im Yazru V'yamru Lezeh Kach Omar Pliny Olecha. Like the Rashbam, this is not such a geshmak a heter. What's the heter? Someone said Lashon Hara about someone in front of three people. It's only a heter to go to the person he said it about and to tell him, this is what Pliny said about you. That's the way the Rashbam learns this Gemara. It's a heter to tell other people, to tell that person what Pliny said about you. The Rambam disagrees. Yeah, what does he say? I know, but the Gemara says Lashon Bisha. You can't bring a riot from the fact that he loses the Lashon Lashon Hara. But the way the Rashbam teaches this Gemara, it means to go back to the person. That's how he teaches it. Well, again, the word Lashon Hara is a general term for Rechilus as well. And that's the Rashbam's taich in what's happening here in the Gemara. Just like by Chazaka, you go back to the person himself and you say, this person says you stole this karka. The Rambam says a broader heta. He says, you can tell anybody. You're allowed to tell this to anybody at all, which is not Rechilus, it's Lashon Hara. Someone said something in front of three people, and you're one of those three people. So now, you're allowed to tell other people, which would be a very broad heter, except that the Rambam says, V'hu shelo yiskaven lahavir akoyel, u'lagaloysa yaiser. Can't be your intention just to spread bad rumors about someone. So what is your intention? It's not l'tayelas either. It's l'tay. So it means you're stam shmoozing. You're allowed to stam shmooze and say these things. Now you're not allowed to deliberately go and spread the word all over the place. But you're allowed to talk. Kilu, it's a dover yadua. You're allowed to talk about it. That's the Rambam's shita. Now, both of them don't hold, not like Tysus, we'll get to Tysus' Shita separately, they both don't say there's a heter to say it in front of three. If someone already said it in front of three, there's a heter to spread the word. That's the Shita of the Rashbam, of the Rambam, that you're allowed to say it. If you're not Meskavin, The kavon is not lahavra akoil, just the kavon is to discuss it for whatever reason. That's the Rambam Shita. So we need to understand the Hezbra and the Rashbam Shita, and then the Hezbra and the Rambam Shita, and then hopefully we'll see where we may or may not have a heter. Then the hard thing is to know who the Paskim like. You have three Shitas and the Rishayim. The question is who your Paskim like. The Rashbam is very hard to understand. Let's start with the Rashbam. Why is there a heter in Rechilos because it was set to three people? How do you understand? Why? It's L'chayri, you're doing an Havla. You're going to this person. It's going to make a Machlaikis. And it's going to make a fight. How do you understand? Why is it mutter? It was said in front of three people. Someone in front of three people says, Pliny is a creep. You said in front of three people. So you go over to him and you tell him, you know, Pliny said about you that you're a creep. So if Rechilas is Osir, why is it mutter? Because he said it in front of three people. How do you understand? How do you understand? What? Because he's going to find out anyway. That's what it seems the heter, the main heter in Asugi is. Because he'll find out anyway. Now, this is a major problem. Are you allowed, if there are 10 ganovim in the middle of robbing a store, are you allowed to steal something also? They go off in the store and they point their guns and everyone has to stand aside and they're robbing the store. So you figure you stay here anyway, you might as well take something too. Is there a heter? What? It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, you're saving it to at least a yid should get it, no? Is there a heter geneva because a bunch of people can steal it anyway? Losing it anyway. I don't know. One of my childhood lessons I remember is I was walking in the street and there was a newspaper machine that had been broken into and there were a bunch of quarters. I wanted to stick my hands in and take the quarters and my father told me, it's Osir, it's Geneva. I told him, someone's going to steal it anyway. It was in the middle of the street. And he said, it's full Geneva, let someone else be the Ganev. Someone else can be the Ganev, you have a heter to be a Ganev. A tough thing, this Gemara, no? So you say the same thing about Lashon Hara, you mean, it's an Enev Zelech Chaser. You say he's going to hear it anyway, so.
The person already knows the Mechilas, but I know that everybody knows it. Reuven said to the Shimon, everybody knows it. Reuven knows about it, so I go around.
Shimon knows, that's a separate issue. The heter here is even when Shimon doesn't know. He's going to end up knowing. So because somebody's going to end up telling him, which L'chair is an Aveira.
No, there's no Aveira
telling him. But it's only not an Aveira because someone's going to do it anyway. But this person's not going to know unless someone says words that go into his ears, no?
Everybody had the heter because
somebody else might say it. But I'm asking, why does everyone have the heter because someone else might say it? Everyone should have the yisr, and whoever does it first, he's either the yisr. Like, why is it automatically a heter because someone's going to do it? If it's bad siman aveira, what's the difference if someone's going to do it?
The
Rabban said you're allowed to do an Aveira that's a bidiyavet to save others from an Aveira that's a but there the pshat is this. Pshat is I'm on a boat and I know this tool in my house. I know people are going to eat it, so I'm going to be mafresh leib and amukif to save them from an Aveira of eating tevel. Here I'm not doing anything to save anyone from an Aveira. Right there I want to save someone from an Aveira, so I do a bidiyavet so to save. Here my telling him is not going to save anyone from an Aveira. Save the next guy who won't be able when he tells him. It's not, so I have a piece of chazer, I say I might as well eat it. Otherwise, the next guy's going to eat it and he'll be over in a veira.
Huh?
that seems to be that. It's as if he knows. I don't fully understand it, but let's accept it. It's as if he knows, and since it's as if he knows, that's the head. Talking about what?
Not Lashon
Hara. Not Lashon Hara. So what's Lashon Hara
should mean? Lashon
Hara
should mean that
it's
a
Gnaivus.
It's not
the
Gnaivus.
It's like
a lot of
the Alice. It's the Alice. Yeah, sure. I understand. Okay, we'll take a look. The Chofetz Chaim suggests a different shot. The Chofetz Chaim in Perek Klal Beis, in Ber Mayim Chaim Dalet, wants to say something. He says possibly a different shot. He says, you know why the Rashbam holds his a heter? Who are you ba'avling when you tell Shimon that Reuven said something about it? It's an avla to Reuven. The avla is to the one who said it. Reuven is saying, I hold that Shimon is a bad person. When you tell Shimon, Shimon's going to be angry at Reuven. The one who loses is Reuven. So he says maybe the pshat in the Rashbam is that because Reuven said it in front of three, he's megala that he gives rishus for people to say it. In bein adam l'chaveiro dika averis, if a person gives you rishus, you're allowed to do it. If someone gives you rishus to steal from him, you're allowed to steal from him. If someone gives you rishus to hit him, the Mishnah has to bring a gzeres hakasim that you're not allowed to hit him. But pashtus, you're allowed to hit him. In Bein Olam HaChaver, if he gives Rishus, the Avla is to Reuven. And Reuven gave Rishus. So these are two ways to learn the Sugya. Look, if you hold it to Rechilus, either the way you learn Pashim Shat in the Gemara is that he's going to know anyway, which the Chofetz Chaim himself says is Pashim Shat, despite the difficulties. Or this pshat that it's ki'ilu, he gave rishus. Now there's a tremendous nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? What? If it's avida l'gluye, what's a nafkamina? Well, we're saying, since he said it in front of three, it's ki'ilu he gave rishus. Right? Well, the reason we're saying it's kilu he gave rishus is because when someone says something in front of three, he knows the word will get around. Since he said it in front of three, he knows it's going to get around. Nafkamina would be if it's a dava mafursim not through Reuven. Let's say it's in the newspapers. It's a dava mafursim. Someone is being mafarsim it, and there are 100 people who know. But Reuven never gave rishus. Posh Peshat in this Gemara, as long as he's going to end up knowing, you're allowed to tell him. That's Posh Peshat in the Gemara. As long as he'll end up knowing, you're allowed to tell him anyway. So what's the difference if he'll end up knowing because Reuven told three people? Well, he'll end up knowing because when the newspapers come out, he'll know. She'en Kein, if you learn the way the Chofetz Chaim is suggesting, that's because Reuven gave Rishus. That takes away this big heter. It's only if Reuven was Megala in front of three. If the newspapers are Megala, that's not a heter in Shitas HaRashba, which limits the Chiddush of this Kula. If you learn this way, the way the Chofetz Chaim is saying, it's a tremendous limit on the Kula. You should know a Frum newspaper is very limited in what it could print. It can't print things that are Lashon Hara about Frum Yidden. It's a limitation. I don't know. I always felt that a newspaper, if it has a book review, can only print book reviews about books written by Frum Yidden if they're favorable. But if you write a book review that's negative, L'charet Lashon Hara. Don't you agree with me? Huh? What's a tayelis? People shouldn't buy the book.
The book has Hashkafa problems with it.
Oh, if it has from Kaid issues, so it's Lafushim Isur, I understand. But Stamazai, a book is a poorly written book. So you're allowed to, not the Hilchus Ribbis book or the Rafam books, not included. But, what?
Somebody asked you if this thing is good. You can say, it's a lot of telling us to spend your money on it. Well, it's the same in the book where he's doing much.
So, L'chaira, that might be a heter, right? You're going to tell him. don't know, they printed in the Sefer from Rabbi Yaakov, the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. I remember seeing, I don't remember which siman, probably in Kufman Vav, they print, not from his handwriting, but the Pia Shmua, that he said that you're allowed to. You're allowed to print a book review. You're allowed to be honest about it. That's the purpose of a book review. To me, it's a big chiddush. Because the Chafetz Chaim says, if you go to a drasha, afterwards you now say it's a bad drasha. Even though, we'll tell you, listen, I tell people they shouldn't go to this drasha. So Chafetz Chaim says that certain things are totally in taste. Right? There's certain drashas this person doesn't like and this person does like. Some people like a kanoi. Some people don't like a kanoi. Some people like stories everybody likes. But, you know, some people like halacha shiur. Some people like hashkafa shiur. The Chofetz Chaim says that it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. So to print a book review, I guess if it's so bad that everyone won't like it, you'd be allowed to. But it's rare, you know. You have to be asked directly. It's not one of the nine conditions of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim prints seven conditions. For Lashon Hara L'Tayelus, and later he adds an eighth. But, so eighth conditions really, but one of the conditions that you have to be asked. Tayelus is even without being asked. Okay, Al Koponim, this is Shitas HaRashbam. We're talking about Hilchas Rechilos. We have two Pshatim in the Rashbam, and an Afkamina between them. If you go to Chafetz Chaim's Mahalach, then it's only a heter if the person himself was a Mepharsim. And otherwise, there's no. If you hold that he himself has to be a fastim, otherwise there's no head. Shita Sarambam is matir that once something was said in front of three people, you can tell anyone. Great heter. I mean, great heter. You know, I once, there's a story that's printed, I think the first place it's printed is in the Turei Torah. And after that, in all the storybooks, there's a story, you all heard it, about the Chofetz Chaim, that a Yid came to Radin, he got off the train, and he went over to a man in the street, he happened to go up to Chofetz Chaim, he didn't recognize him, very few pictures of the Chofetz Chaim. And he went over to Chofetz Chaim, and he asked him, do you know where the Chofetz Chaim was? He said, why do you want to know? He says, what do you mean? He's a big tzaddik. I want to get a bracha. He's a heilig yid. Chofetz Chaim told him, he said, I know him. He's mishkan tzaddik. He's not a heilig yid. His brachas are meaningless. So the fellow got angry. So he slugged him. He hit him. You know, in each storybook, he hit him more. You know, in the original storybook, it just says he hit him. Next one, it says he knocked him down. The third one says he made him bleed, you know. Nebuch the Chofetz Chaim every year gets hurt more and more. So he hit him. So afterwards he realized it was the Chafetz Chaim, so he went to ask Mechila. So the way it's printed, the Chafetz Chaim said, no, it's a kumtnir. You're not even allowed to say Lashon Hara about yourself. And he said, whatever I said was true, but it's Lashon Hara about myself, so it's awesome. So I remember reading this. I went to Rav Palm, I said, how could they print it? It's ridiculous. You're allowed to say Lashon Hara about yourself. Benol HaVeira about yourself. There's no whistle of Lashon Hara about yourself. How can you print such a narishkeit? So Pam said he knows. He doesn't know. You know, you don't pass him from stories. But he said, if the Chofetz Chaim really said it, maybe the pshat is that if you say Lashon Hara about yourself, I think he said so somewhere, I don't know where, they now say that even though you're allowed to say Lashon Hara about Goyim, nobody says Lashon Hara about Goyim. Chaveri mitzvahs don't apply to Goyim. But if you're going to get yourself used to saying Lashon Hara about Goyim, you'll end up saying about Yidden too. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim meant that to say Lashon Hara about yourself, it's takamuter, but it's not a good thing to do. If you say it about yourself, Goshkein, you start saying it about others. He said, maybe Ulai, that's what he meant. So I don't know what.
Even the Chofetz Chaim holds it. This is a Lashon Hara about yourself upon one person.
Why?
Because it's
Na'iver
on the other
end. Well, it's Na'iver. Your last
sentence. He's not going to say it over.
You said he's going to say it over.
It's
I said, show myself to you. You're not saying it over to anybody.
Yeah, but That is Sa'ir. If I give somebody information that is, it's Chavetz Chaim. If you tell somebody something Lashon Hara, so you're not only for Oyver, but you're with Nehiver as well. You say over in front of the feet, only.
Yeah, misread. Chavetz Chaim says, if I say Lashon Hara in front of someone, I'm over Lashon Hara because he's listening to Lashon Hara. Not because he's going to repeat it. Because when I tell someone Lashon Hara, that itself is with Ne'iva, because you're over, I'm the kind of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. But if what I'm saying is not Lashon Hara, then there's no way to say Kabbalah Lashon Hara. At any rate, what I'm saying this is, we're going to learn a heter, Misamra Bapei Plus, that it's Mutter. And we're not trying to encourage people, because you're going to start saying what's Misamra Bapei Plus, you're going to end up saying what's Misamra Bapei Trei also. But we're learning the sugya like a sugya in halacha. We have a Rambam. The Rambam paskins, if something was said in front of three people, you're allowed to go and be mefarsim it later. Why? Frek the Chafetz Chaim. What is the hesber in this heter that once you heard something, that you're allowed to say it over? What's the hesber in the Chafetz Chaim? It really needs a hesber. Chafetz Chaim asks, the halacha is that lifnei iver is aser b'chan ivra denara. There's nisid rabbanim to give treifis to someone who's going to eat treifis, even if he could eat it anyway. Even if he could eat it anyway, he just asked you, pass it to me. He's going to eat it anyway. He says, you know, pass me the frank. It's a treifa frank. You're at a ball game. And there's a yid, a fry yid, and they're passing the frank down the row. It's also for you to pass it. Because it's the Messiah day over there. He's going to get it anyway. He's going to get the frank one way or the other. That's called Messiah. So, Frank the Chafetz Chaim, what's the heter that he's going to hear it anyway? He's still over the Messiah day over there. You're Messiah, then he's listening. Why is there a heter? So the Chafetz Chaim again has two pshatim, and he appears to be unsure which is the correct pshat. This is all in Klal Beis. I think most of what we're saying is the Ber Ma'am Chaim Dalit, Ber Ma'am Chaim of the footnotes. He says one possibility is it's Gzeres HaKosev. It's Gzeres HaKosev. How he gets it from the Gzeres HaKosev, you look. It could be it's Gzeres HaKosev. The Lashon Hara is also where they won't hear it. That's Taich Lashon Hara. Torah calls Lashon Hara Reichel, Vaselech Rachel Ba'amecha. A Rachel is someone who brings something somebody won't get anyway. Could be it's Gzeres HaKosev. Or, and again, Chafetz Chaim keeps on doing this. Every heter, he sticks in a possible pshat, which, I don't say Lashon Hara about the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim is saying pshatim that take away the heter from us. He says the second possible pshat. Says the Rambam didn't mean you're allowed to spread it. No. He meant you're allowed to talk to someone assuming he knows it. You're allowed to talk to people and assume that he's aware of this news. Because the news spreads, so you could assume he knows it. But if you know for sure he doesn't know it, the Rambam never meant a heter. You hear what he says? If you know for sure he doesn't know it, the Rambam never said a heter. All it says in our Gemara is if it was said in front of three, you could assume it spread. So you could talk to him, ki'ilu, he knows it. But if you know for sure he doesn't know it, that's Messiah Dei Avera. It's still Aser. So according to this, Vaita, the Rambam, is taking away a lot from our heter. It has to be, it's a heter when you assume someone knows. Now it's still a heter for something said in the newspapers. If it's something where the word got around, and someone knows about it, so the word got around, you can assume people know, and you're allowed to say. It's a better heter than his chat in the Rashbam. Because this is a heter anytime it's enforcing. You could assume that Yenna knows about it. So if something in the news, and again, not everything in the news is true. Let's say it's in Nisbara that it is true. There's something in the news, which is something bad about a person. So you'd be allowed to say it, you're allowed to assume Yenna knows. You're allowed to assume it. But if you know for sure he doesn't know, it's not a head to spread it. Which is the Lashon of the Rambam. Avad shalo yisgavan lahavir akoyel ulagaloi sayayfim. So this is a pshat that it says in Chafetz Chaim. which is a good heter halacha lamaisa, because even if you take the chumra, it's still a heter on something that was nisparsim, something that's a dover, that's yodua. I have a kasha on the Chafetz Chaim, which I'd like you to be ma'ayin into. So we're going to come back to the sugya tomorrow. We didn't get to Taisa Shita. I had a kasha I didn't understand in this Chafetz Chaim. If you look later in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, in Klal Hei, in Ber Mayim Chaim Yud Aleph, he talks about what happens in a case where you and I both saw someone do an avodah. We're walking down the street, and we see what happened here in Yeshiva. There was a certain person used to collect. He doesn't collect. I don't know if she's alive anymore. She used to sit and collect money here at Tzedakah. And we were walking down the street past the McDonald's, and there she is eating a burger and fries in the McDonald's. You know, if you were writing Rabbi Krohn's story, it would be that she was having some type of attack, and it was Sakonas Nefashis, and but it didn't look like she was having any type of attack, you know. She was, So we're walking by, and we both see it. You know? Or maybe it's no Teyalas, I don't know, but let's assume there's no Teyalas. So we both know it. The next day, am I going to talk to him about it? I know he knows it, he knows I know it. Where she was about it? Is that mutter? Based on our sugya, it's sicha mutter. I'm even allowed to assume you know it. I could talk to you about it. So here, while lashon hara, we both know it. It seems, take a look in Klal Hei, in Ber Me'achayim Yud Aleph, that even to talk about things we both know is asur. That's also lashon hara. I don't understand. Here in our sugya, the whole heter is based on the fact that people know. How can he say there, in Klal Hei, that it's asur? So I'm not sure what the answer is. They printed now Chafetz Chaim with the notes, Chalkas Binyamin, from Binyamin poem. Maybe I'll take a look there. Maybe he says something about this kasha. So we'll try to be mevar for tomorrow. I'd like very much that all of you, especially those of you who never looked in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Yeshiva has about 20 copies of Chafetz Chaim. They're still very, very fresh, not worn out and not ripped, unfortunately. You should take the Sefer Chafetz Chaim for once and have a Seder and learn through Klal Beis and learn through the Sugya. It's a very, very geschmack.